This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20 plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
There's a cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Alan Watson, cutting on July 23rd, 2013. I always encourage people at the beginning of the broadcast to make a good use of the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com and just start to understand the system that you're born into, a system developed over 100 years ago that really planned the global governing system by the richest people on the planet of the day. Actually, they formed private foundations to make all this happen, and they call themselves a parallel government. And in Britain, of course, where they started off, they call themselves the Royal Commission of International Affairs, and branches across the world are often called Council on Foreign Relations. Every European parliamentarian is also a member of it, too. So under George Soros, who's a boss for the European group. So we're run really by private organizations. They call themselves philanthropic organizations. They have their own think tanks. They advise governments across the world on policies in so many different areas. And the public have no idea that most of them even exist or how things really work, and they still think they're living in some kind of democracy. But the public, as I say, are completely out of the picture because the new system decided a long time ago that they were at the top of the tree, the financial tree of the day, and they and their offspring would continue to run the system for well into the future, as far as you could possibly go, by directing the policies of the future, by developing trade systems, free trade systems, and uniting countries together like it did with Europe, which is like a new Soviet system, really. It's not democratic at all. And also bringing in private enterprise into its proper place, where international corporations would really supersede governance, as like to call the word governance. And we have that today. As countries are going bankrupt, private corporations are going in and buying up everything, including islands off the coast of Greece and elsewhere in Europe. And all the private, public-owned utility systems are all getting sold off for peanuts to foreigners, too, across the world. So go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and help yourself, because they go through the system in quite good detail. And it is documented. It's not a conspiracy theory at all. It's out there, and from their own writings, too. And I use a lot of the writings from Professor Carl Quigley, who was the historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, with access to their archives, because they have their own version of history where they fill in all the blank bits that everyone else leaves out. Number two, you bring me to you. You can help me take along here by getting the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And I go through the art of the techniques that are used to manage masses of people, herds of people, as they call them, the top, and empires, etc. So, from the US to Canada, remember, you can still use personal checks to order. You can send cash. You can use PayPal. You can use international postal money orders from the post office to Canada. And across the world, you have Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal. Straight donations are seriously welcome because it costs a lot to do just what I'm doing here, and that's, at least, it's more than just 10 or 12 hour job per day. It's your life, basically, because you have to go behind all the stories to find out what's really going on and why things are going on. And I've gone through a lot of their agenda so far. You can always tell what's coming up, because if you follow the big foundations and the publications, they tell you what they're going to do next, including where the wars are going to happen too, because they have their eyes on resources. 50 years ago or more, they talked about having resource wars, and this is what you're going through today. There's other reasons for it too in the Middle East, but going through resource wars is because the countries grab their share of the loot, basically, the oil and so on that's coming out of the ground in these countries, getting rid of the established governments that they have under various pretexts, of course, and they're using the Western world to do it all for them. So private business, basically, has it all going to war, so that the private businesses can get all the financing, advancing they can, and then they can get all done for free, basically. In fact, when the U.S. and Britain and the other countries went to Iraq, they bombed the old oil facilities and refineries, and they had a plan beforehand that the West would finance the rebuilding of them, so costly the corporations nothing, and then they had the little lotto designed which big oil companies would get these brand new facilities. It's all been done. And that's how the world is really run. Private corporations are at the top of the tree here. And when you look again into a site like IBM's website, they'll tell you so much of the future on the websites, because when IBM holds their big international meetings, every corporation, that's any corporation at all, attends. I think they must attend, actually. And it gives you a list of all these top corporations across the planet. They all attend it. IBM, remember, has been given, given themselves the right to go ahead and create what they call the smart grid, and also the global smart grid across the whole planet, because they plan to funnel a lot of your energy systems across the water through undersea cables and so on to other countries across the world. And eventually they'll be able to cut countries short at times and route it to some other country that's more in dire straits or whatever at a particular time. So this is the plan for the future. And of course, too, you get your government subsidies as well to help build these big projects of theirs. It's a beautiful system where the public are now used to finance big corporations. And they have been, actually, for quite some time. And as I say, the public still have utter faith in governments. The governments have changed drastically over many, many, many years as to what their whole purpose has been. Governments now seem to be there to rubber stamp all the big global agendas that are done in far-off places when they have their big meetings, where it's the Earth agenda and Morty Strong, whatever, and private corporations have. They draft up these big treaties and the countries simply rubber stamp them. And yet these treaties affect every single one of us. It affects your tax base as well, because a lot of it goes into these big world projects, and affects the way you live, in fact. And if you go into Agenda 21, basically they've already stated that they want most of the folk off the land that shouldn't be there. They want international farming corporations only, the big agribusiness farms only for the future. China's ahead of this, of course, because it's a still a pretty well totalitarian state, and the government's moving sometimes 2 million people off the land per week to move them into the cities, and the big agribusiness farms move them instead. So that's to be the template for across the world as we go through all these changes. Most folk are oblivious. Now, the media's not there to help you. Other media would be filling you in all the stuff that, for instance, I talk about. But that's not their job, because remember, all the big media moguls were set up a long time ago. I go back to the 1930s, even when Rockefeller got some of his friends together and to do a survey to see how many newspapers in the U.S. alone they'd have to own to shape public opinion and for all the other newspapers to copy. And today is much, much more. It's almost all of them pretty well. And that's why you have standardized news. The same spin on every story. There's no questioning. Very few newspapers today have any investigative reporters at all on staff. They get it all from Reuters or the AP. And so once again, you have standardized news. It's very important you understand for agendas to make sure that everyone has the same basic indoctrination. And that's what it is. It's indoctrination. Most of the public are oblivious to this because, as Brzezinski said in the 1970s in his own book, Between Two Ages, most of the public get everything you talk about from yesterday's news. And he said they even accept the fact now that the media is there to do their thinking for them. It's like an appendage and to do it for your reasoning powers. And then truly, they truly believe that. If there's anything worth knowing, the media would surely tell them. They have no idea. The media is owned by the big moguls, all members, again, of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Law Institute of International Affairs. They have no idea at all. I wasn't going to care once they do know.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
And that's how the business all works. It's all to do with business, basically. We know that certain organizations the government have set up to take care of us, to take care of food, for instance, and so on, or food and drugs with FDA in the U.S., is staffed with often people who've been in big pharma, for instance, or in the big agribusiness like Monsanto. And so, really, their allegiance is to the private companies that just come out of, and often they go back in. There's one woman, in fact, who's been working with the FDA, who has been back and forth with Monsanto into government, U.S. government, five times. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So every time they want something changed in the law, they put in their troubleshooters, and that's how it works, folks. So it's all to keep the panacea for the public, you might say. And the public think they're being taken care of. And every country's got their own versions of this as well. The same thing, too, when politicians get out of office, you find even prime ministers in Canada often get directorships and maybe 10 to 20 different boards. They don't even attend these things, but they also get so many stocks and the shares and so on in corporations for the good work they did when they were in government. More good work for whom? For the corporations, especially to do with free trade, etc. That's how the thing works across the world now. Now, we also find that, too, they give us more petty things to argue about at the bottom. That's what the media gives you now. In fact, since the Leveson Inquiry in Britain, the one in Australia, all the Commonwealth countries in Britain, you can tell that a switch has gone off in the media. It's like they're telling us nothing but trivia. Even the mainstream are giving us trivia stories like the old tabloids were giving. They're all the same now. And there's a reason for that, because none of them want to talk. They've all been given their orders not to talk about certain things. Even shy away talking about all the wars in the Middle East and the upcoming ones and so on. And they're obeying their orders, obviously, because news today is full of trivia from mainstream. And some of the stories are meant to get you kind of angry, and all the little people arguing amongst themselves. They're called emotive topics, you see. There's nothing you can do about them. It's that they're singular incidences of things, and what's happened has happened. It's meant to get you angry. Should this have happened, or should it not have happened, etc., etc. So they fight amongst themselves. But that leaves the politicians alone, you understand. So that's how things really work. Something kind of interesting, mind you, too, because there's one article here for an example of this. It says, outrage. Whenever I see outrage, I always say, well, who's outraged? They probably don't know. They're not outraged at all. And often they don't know about anything until they're actually told, like this article tells you. It says, over accused Fort Hood shooter's $300,000 pay. He's still being paid, the guy who did the shootings. So they're spurring legislation, it says. For nearly 4 years since Army Major Nidal Hassan allegedly gunned down more than a dozen American servicemen, U.S. taxpayers have continued to pay his salary to the tune of around $300,000 so far. But new legislation called the Stop Pay for Violent Offenders Act, introduced Monday in the House of Representatives, would authorize the military to suspend pay for Hassan and other members of the military for any capital or sex-related offenses. And I'll tell you, my mind works in odd ways. I immediately jumped to politicians. And I thought, it's a pity we couldn't do the same with them once they're out of office. You know, politicians in most countries only have to get 5 years in. Regardless of their age, 5 years, and they get a full index-related pension that goes up per annum, even if they left 20 years ago, it keeps going up to match present politicians' income. And the full drug coverage and all that kind of stuff. But 5 years is all they have to put in to get a pension for life. Isn't that something? I mean, that's something we should all be arguing about, too. Now, this guy killed troops in a base in the U.S. What about the politicians that got all the wars going so far? How many people have they killed? And we're getting well paid for that, too. Some of them even having big speaking engagements across the world and bringing in thousands of bucks per talk. It's quite something, isn't it? It's all how you perceive things, you see. But see, this is the article that gets you back to one guy, Major Nidal Hassan, and more than a dozen American servicemen. Now, everybody, all the little people will be arguing about, oh, this is terrible, disgusting, so they've got to do something about that, you see. And so, this current law allows the military to suspend the pay of civilian employees, but an army spokesman, a person told ABC News, one-man bands. He's the only guy who wanted the war because he was in on the big agenda. He wanted the war. He himself confabulated lots of reasons to go to war, of course. And just like the U.S., he wanted only the radical ideas from his little advising group to get so that he could go to war. That possibly these guys are arming, etc., etc. And even though the slim chance of that was happening, was promoted forward, you'd take that and say, yes, they are ready to go to war. We better go there and get them first. That kind of stuff, you see. Old stuff. So anyway, they give us the trivia to argue over, and really there's nothing we can do about it, you know, because how many other folk are getting full-time pay for things like this? Who knows? We'll never know unless we're told. We don't know. In fact, we don't know much at all about what happens in big government. And in this day of media overload, just data overload, I should call it, really, with internet and so on, and most folk can't handle it. It's almost like the brain can only handle so much. And they delete stories from their heads to let new ones in, most of which are no better than the last lot you're getting out. That's really how bad it is. Now, another one, too, but tonight, remember, I put all these articles that I read up at cuttingthroughvictories.com at the end of the night, so you can look them up for yourselves and so on. But I'll put the one, too, for the NSA, they put their own website up for the Utah data center, the new data center, and they're advertising for staff and all the rest of it there, too. But it's quite an amazing site, indeed. The supercomputers they have, the XC30 supercomputers, they tried to create something that passed through there, and it awfully offers like about the atomic bag.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. Just
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a 1-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
And he goes, neologisms all the time. It says, codenamed Cascade, this behemoth was developed in conjunction with Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA. That's the same bunch that put out propaganda pieces to the mainstream about helping paraplegics by putting brain chips in them so they can move an arm or maybe put an email out through thought alone, supposedly, DARPA. And it said here that they go through the advanced encryption standard 2 algorithm, use worldwide to encrypt electronic data on hard drives, email systems, and web browsers, and they go through that too. So, awfully impressed with themselves, I can tell by the article here, which of course is a PR article, naturally. But they've got a whole bunch of plans set up there. There's more to be completed before 2013 is over. And awfully, awfully impressed, as I say. And they're looking for people to work there. Exciting jobs, etc. 24 hours per day, all that stuff. So that's for really observing not just all Americans and Canadians and pretty well the world is what it's about, really intercepting all messages, as we well know. But most folk accept it too, and they say, what can you do? And again, they've convinced the public they must have these electronic systems themselves, their iPads and so on, and computers to survive, which isn't true at all, because not so long ago people actually used pen and paper and so on, and it worked awfully, awfully well. In fact, you didn't have massive leaks like you do with the massive data getting stolen and published to the world. Also, too, it's interesting how George Orwell talked about the big agenda, because in his 1984 book, of course, which was initially called The Last Man, but his publisher wanted to change it to 1984, reversing 1948 when it was first put out. But he talked about linguistic minimalism, and that was one of the goals of the bureaucracy that was working on behalf of the super elite. In the book, of course, and linguistic minimalism was done by initially cutting down the amount of words in the vocabulary and the words in the dictionary. So every year got thinner and thinner, and we're achieving that goal. The idea being that a potential terrorist, no, a terrorist is anyone who has self-thought, as you said, or owned think. If you thought for yourself, you could be a terrorist because you might So that's where we're going today. It says, experts say the oral tradition of passing on knowledge is being eroded, with both adults and children spending too much time looking at screens. That's true. And it says the text messages, emails, and using computers to learn could be stunting children's vocabulary. Experts, that was the experts here, you know. And it says that's because our brains are hardwired to learn new words when we hear others use them in everyday conversation. Of course, it's even more so when you're young, because you certainly are hardwired when you're young to pick up all human languages, different languages. And you know people who've moved with country to country with their children, they can often speak three or four languages very, very, they just pick up just like from the ether almost. It's just so easy for them. Anyway, it says that learning with smartphones, tablets, and computers instead of listening to a teacher or parent means young people are not being given the chance to hear a wide range of words, the experts say. They think the oral tradition of passing on knowledge is being eroded, with both adults and children spending too much time looking at screens. Marco Catani of the Institute of Psychiatry, King's College London, said, we have less time to talk to each other and our children are taught through devices. Actually, the children can be in the same room or sitting around a table in a restaurant, and then they just text. They don't even talk to each other. They text each other. Amazing. And it says they have access to the internet, iPhones, mobile phones, and tablet computers. They're visual rather than auditory, so it's likely they'll end up with a lower average number of words than previous generations. Constant computer use has been blamed in the past for shorter attention spans, a culture of instant gratification, and making young people more self-centered. Well, these, what they're mentioning here is all part of the goals of those in the world bodies, because back in the 40s and 50s and 60s, people like Bertrand Russell worked on these global agendas to do with altering the cultures across the world step by step to achieve various goals. One was the destruction of the family, and so they would promote promiscuity. And of course, about supply abortions and all the rest of it, that's happened. That's been done, achieved. So these weren't guys working in from Russia. These are guys working from London, England, and way up there as top philosophers, etc. But it also talks about attention spans and so on, instant gratification, and making people more self-centered. He says it will make them hedonistic and narcissistic. And it says the people who are narcissistic and hedonistic have no interest in the greater world around them, or even in their area around them, what's happening to other people that they might even know. They have no interest. Their world is their bubble, and that they're inside of it, just them. And they're up to keep themselves happy. That's what they live for. That's been done, achieved. This is now Dr. Catania's research suggests that children who learn from on-screen images rather than listening to conversation will also find it harder to take in vocabulary. In a study, the brains of 27 volunteers were scanned as they learned made-up words. They found hearing and then verbally imitating speech was key to understanding. Dr. Catania said, when you learn a new word, you start by hearing the sound, then you try to repeat it until you get it right. Through this, you increase your vocabulary from age one until you get to around 30,000 words as an adult. I don't think a lot of adults today can even have 30,000 words, to be honest with you. And that's linguistic minimalism, as George Orwell calls it. It's like the movie Idiocracy. That's where we're getting to. And this is all intentional, too. Because, you understand, the big boys who plan the global agendas and even decide what kind of technology they're going to allow the public to have has to serve the elite's purpose first, not the public's. If it didn't serve the elite's purpose, you would have never seen the computer. But they knew this would certainly alter society, and it has, tremendously. They think through everything before they make the first move and give you something. Anyway, so the scans revealed that one brain area, the arcuate fasciculus, was very important in the learning process. The bundle of nerve fibers links two regions tied to language, one that hears and decodes sounds, and one that moves the mouth to form speech. They found volunteers who had a stronger arcuate fasciculus found it easier to learn new words. Once words are familiar, they're stored in other parts of the brain. Thing is, too, you have to keep using them in conversations from then on. The findings report in the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences sciences show listening, repetition, and conversation are critical to learning language. And that's true. But it says the information could shed new light on disorders from autism to dyslexia and all the rest of it. Anyway, the fact is, it's going down generation to generation. Remember, two attention span definitely has gone down, but that was happening already with television. And those who work in television and movies and so on, and Hollywood, are all perfectly aware that children who are brought up watching cartoons from an early age, for instance, you'll notice the cartoon shots now don't have any more than a maximum of 15, that's even too long, 15 seconds of two characters talking to each other. They have to keep moving. And if the child, that's part of that, to hook the children on it, by the way, because the children know that they move away for a minute or a second and look back again, but miss part of the story. It's intentional. So we're manipulating in so many ways the public are completely oblivious of, but to those who run our minds are perfectly aware of, indeed. Also, this article here is interesting to an extent and minor interest. Nothing will happen about it. But it says Homeland Security official is probed. It says President Barack Obama's choice to be the number two official at the Homeland Security Department, the one he picked, is under investigation for his role in helping a company run by a brother of former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, the Associated Press learned. So Alejandro Mayorkas, Director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, is being investigated in connection with efforts to secure an international investor visa for a Chinese executive, according to congressional officials briefed on investigation. Officials spoke only on the condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to release details of the probe. So anyway, Mayorkas was named by Homeland Security Inspector General's Office as a target in the investigation involving the foreign investor program run by USCIS, according to an email sent to lawmakers on Monday. The IG's office says at this point they can't really tell you yes or no or so on and how to found anything. So nothing will happen because if you're well related and up there, nothing ever happens. You'll notice. This is just business as usual. And it is business for all these characters involved. It's business. In fact, I've said for so long that people in governments today are rather open about it in a way. To them, it's just a big business. It's their own personal business. For sure. Back with more after this.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Talk about the reality of the system. Understand, those who control always try to give you a version of reality which most folk will accept. They have no suspicion about it whatsoever because of their training. I mentioned Jack Zielal many times, the philosopher who worked copiously on the techniques that are used for control of big societies. And he talks about the initial indoctrination at school was imperative for subsequent propaganda to take, as I say, to take on the subject. Without it, it won't take. And that's why those with the most education, and I've read the studies here, you'll find them in the archive section at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, but they say that those who are the easiest to upgrade in their indoctrination are those who've had more education. They're less likely to question anything whatsoever. And they want to belong to their peer group so much, they don't want to say anything negative to the status quo. But here's another article, too, to do with training the public, constant training for the new society, for the world, you see. And it's for Goody Two-Shoes. I call it Goody Two-Shoes because technically it's about that, too. It says new flyers, or now flyers, I should say, flyers in the U.S. can keep their shoes on if they let Big Brother inspect their big data, it says. And it says now all U.S. citizens can apply to speed through the airport screening if they don't mind contractors potentially mining their social media posts for signs of threatening behavior. On Friday, the Transportation Security Administration opened up to the entire American public a voluntary program once reserved for frequent flyers that lets travelers walk with their shoes and belts on to express checkpoints, lines, laptops, and TSA size complaints. Liquids and gels can stay in place too. Body scans are still required. And it says, and if enrolled to get onto this list, you expect to cost $85. So you pay to get information to do mass data searches on you. And so the loss of privacy, you get that too. You agree to lose all privacy. The TSA is weighing a contract that will hire private screeners to parse an applicant's consumer data, such as web browsing histories, for signs of danger before admission into express inspection programs. TSA pre-screening is one of the expedited aviation screening initiatives, and the agencies are searching out further expansion of expedited physical screening to understand how pre-screening processes conducted by non-governmental entities as third parties can enhance aviation security by placing more focus on pre-screening individual states, a January call for industry demonstrations. And the agency official said April, they aim to finish evaluating the concept by the end of this year. Under the plan, a company would aggregate biographic and biometric non-governmental data elements to generate an assessment of the risk to the aviation transport system that may be posed by a specific individual, it says. The vendor would have to provide a reliable method that effectively identifies known travelers based on sound analysis and application of an algorithm that produces dependable results. So they're going to go through all your data constantly too, not just once, but each time that you have phone in that you're going to use their services, and they'll screen all your data, et cetera, ongoing. Training the public, you see that there's no privacy whatsoever. And the more impatient people will certainly are being trained all the faster, I guess. That's how it really works, isn't it? Also, this article too, this reminds me of Britain, because I remember talking on the radio about a year or so ago about an English student in London who had to sit in a class where most of her mates were from India, Pakistan, and the class was held in Urdu, the language that most of them use, and she couldn't understand a word. And when she asked if she could be excused from this particular lesson, she was up and charged of racism for requesting to be excused for having to listen through this, which had a clue what they were talking about. Here's Arizona now. It says, Arizona nursing student suspended as bigot. Actually, I think the F-word was used, an F-bigot, for requesting class in English language. And it says that a nursing student attending Pima Community College in Arizona was suspended from class and subjected to accusations of bigotry when she asked for the course she paid for be conducted in English. The student is called Terry Bennett, who's age 50. Initial complaint in April to school officials because she said the Spanish-dominated discussions in her classroom were preventing her from learning. Town Hall reported the college nursing program director, David Kutzler, then obviously called her a bigot and an expletive, near swear word, and suspended her. Because he won't be hit for hatred, hate speech there, of course. The student responds by the lawsuit claiming the college wrongfully suspended her. She also reiterated in her court documents that the reason for her request was because so many of her classmates were speaking Spanish, and there was so much translation of the teacher's lesson plans from English to Spanish that her education was suffering, Town Hall said. It's a duplication of Britain, what happens with mass migration. And it says, at one point, Ms. Bennett met with school officials to try and resolve the issue. Then the meeting of staff obviously told her she would not get a job because of her discriminatory accusations, and that they suggested she might seek counselling. Can you imagine that? Because the folk, they won't use English in the classroom. It says the report didn't detail the date Ms. Bennett filed her suit, but the Town Hall report mistaken constitution states that schools shall always be conducted in English. Well, who cares about the laws anymore? And the constitution's out the windows anyway, so this is standard stuff, folks. Get used to it, because I've watched it across the world happening. Understand, you see, we're already global, and those who pretend they're your elected officials have a different agenda in mind. They all do, by the way. Again, I've gone through Carl Quigley's documentation, who worked for the CFR, Rollins of International Affairs, as their historian, and their archivist, their own archives, as I say, of history. These are the guys who came up with this global agenda, and he went through all of this and the problems it would cause, but they'd have to just accept it. But he also said that every prime minister and every president of the USA, as well, has been a member. And at that time, it was the 1960s when he wrote his two massive books about it. And he said it had already been running. Every president had been a member of this particular organization for 60 to 80 years. So now it's well over 100. That's how it really is. They're all vetted by this organization before they put in their own boy. This is much of this left-wing, right-wing, by the way. Communist, capitalist, doesn't matter. That's what Quigley said. It says, we accept them all in this organization. Because, see, the public follow, most of the public are followers, and they never figure things out by being a follower. You can't figure it out. Also tonight, too, I'll put up Pine Gap. Pine Gap, Australia, is awfully important. It's one of the biggest massive bio labs. In fact, they had one of the first trans-species jumps of a virus from a horse, actually, in the base to people years ago. And it's half of the intelligence base are Australians, but Americans' taste dominate the menu and so on. And then there's a souvenir gift shop, etc., etc. But the fact is, it's got a massive listening post there, too, where they listen to all Australians, everyone else's chats, and go through all their email, and yada, 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 etc., etc., etc. This is worldwide. And the U.S. taxpayer has been the big stick. And we've had massive unemployment, mind you, lots of troops to always get. That's why unemployment's great for wars. You always have a lot of unemployment when you need lots of troops. As a history of the whole European countries will tell you. That's the way it works. But people should read about Pine Gap, to say it's a very, very important place. They're into everything you can imagine. And they've got spy satellites, of course, they all tap into constantly. And it's very, very important, apparently. Very, very important place to see what's going on over there. And by the way, countries, they understand when you're in the NSA, etc., you don't go by country's laws. You don't buy any country's laws, or even your own country's laws, because if you're told to get the info, the dope on something, you're going to get it, because your boss told you to. That means cutting corners, etc., and crossing boundaries. All the laws that they have are just for the public's consumption to believe there's some kind of protection, and they're not being monitored all the time. Everything you do electronically is stored and monitored and kept for basically ever. Well, that's it for tonight. It flies in, doesn't it, this hour? From Hamish Massella from Ontario, Canada, it's good night, may your God, or your gods go with you.